The Marshes of Britain by Sidney Lanier.
Grooms of the live oaks, beautiful braided and woven with intricate shades of the vines that myriad cloven clamber the forks of the multiform boughs, emerald twilights, virginal shylights, wrought of the leaves to allure to the whisper of vows when lovers pace timidly down through the green colonnades of the dim sweet woods, of the dear dark woods, of the heavenly woods and glades that run to the radiant marginal sand beach within the wide seed marshes of Glynn. Beautiful glooms, soft dusks in the noonday fire, wildwood privacies, closets of lone desire, chamber from chamber parted with wavering auras of leaves, cells for the passionate pleasure of prayer to the soul that grieves, pure with a sense of the passing of saints through the wood, cool for the dutiful weighing of ill with good. O braided dusks of the oak and woven shades of the vine, while the riotous noonday sun of the June day long did shine, ye held me fast in your heart, and I held you fast in mine. But now, when the noon is no more, and riot is rest, and the sun is await at the ponderous gate of the west, and the slant yellow beam down the wood aisle doth seem like a lane into heaven that leads from a dream. Aye, now, when my soul all day hath drunken the soul of the oak, and my heart is at ease from men, and the wearisome sound of the stroke of scythe of time, and the trowel of trade is low, and belief overmasters doubt, and I know that I know, and my spirit to a lordly great compass within, that the length and the breadth and the sweep of the marshes of Glynn will work me no fear like the fear they have wrought me of yore, when length was fatigue, and when breadth was but bitterness sore, and when terror and shrinking and dreary unnameable pain drew over me out of the merciful miles of the plain. Oh, now, unafraid, I am fain to face the vast, sweet visage of space. To the edge of the wood I am drawn, where the gray beach glimmering runs as a belt of the dawn, for a meet and a mark to the forest dark. So, affable live oak, leaning low, thus with your favor, soft with a reverent hand, not lightly touching your person, Lord of the land, bending your beauty aside, with a step I stand on the firm-packed sand, free by a world of marsh that borders a world of sea. Sinuous southward, sinuous northward, the shimmering band of the sand beach fastens the fringe of the marsh to the folds of the land. Inward and outward, to northward and southward, the beach lines linger and curl as a silver-wrought garment that clings to and follows the firm, sweet limbs of a girl. Vanishing, swerving, evermore curving again into sight, softly the sand beach wavers away to a dim gray looping of light. And what if behind me, to westward, the wall of the woods stands high? The world lies east. How ample the marsh and the sea and the sky. A league of marsh grass, waist high, broad in the blade, green and all of a height, and unflecked with a light or a shade, stretched leisurely off in a pleasant plain to the terminal blue of the main. Oh, what is abroad in the marsh and the terminal sea? Somehow my soul seems suddenly free from the weighing of fate and the sad discussion of sin by the length and the breadth and the sweep of the marshes of Glynn. Ye marshes, how candid and simple and nothing withholding and free ye publish yourselves to the sky and offer yourselves to the sea. Tolerant plains that suffer the sea and the rains and the sun, ye spread and span like the Catholic man who hath mightily won God out of knowledge and good out of infinite pain, and sight out of blindness and purity out of a stain. As the marsh hen secretly builds on the watery sod, behold, I will build me a nest on the greatness of God. I will fly in the greatness of God as the marsh hen flies, in the freedom that fills all the space twixt the marsh and the skies. By so many roots as the marsh grass sends in the sod, I will heartily lay me a hold on the greatness of God. Oh, like to the greatness of God is the greatness within the range of the marshes, the liberal marshes of Glen. And the sea sends large as the marsh. Lo, out of his plenty the sea pours fast. Full soon the time of the flood must be. Look how the grace of the sea doth go about and about through the intricate channels that flow here and there, everywhere, till his waters have flooded the uttermost creeks and the low-lying lanes, and the marsh is meshed with a million veins that like as with rosy and silvery essences flow in the rose and silver evening glow. Farewell, my lord's son. The creeks overflow, a thousand rivulets run twixt the roots of the sod. The blades of the marsh grass stir. Passeth a hurrying sound of wings that westward whir. Passeth, and all is still, and the current ceased to run, and the sea and the marsh are one. How still the plains of the waters be. The tide is in to his ecstasy. The tide is at his highest height, and it is night. And now from the vast of the Lord will the waters of sleep roll in on the souls of men. But who will reveal to our waking ken the forms that swim and the shapes that creep under the waters of sleep? And I would I could know what swimmeth below when the tide comes in on the length and the breadth of the marvelous marshes of Glen.